Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bowerly and Bellavia program brought to you by Publishers Clearinghouse. Hey, WBEN listeners, Publishers Clearinghouse is giving away $5,000 a week forever on February 28th. $5,000 a week for life for you, then $5,000 a week for a loved one. Go to pch.com right now for your chance to win. Entries due February 25th. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. And, of course, on the Bowerly and Bellavia program, we have giveaways. And I'm not even going to make you wait for one of them. I have two tickets to give away right now to see Heart with special guests Joan Jett and the Blackhearts Friday, July 26th at Darien Lake Amphitheater. Minimum value is $60, courtesy of Live Nation. General contest rules apply. The number to call to win those Heart and Joan Jett tickets is 644-9875, 644-9875. We will take caller number 9 to win those tickets, and then stay tuned because later on we'll have another giveaway that we are going to be launching into. And I'm not even going to name the name, but I think you probably know if you've been listening at all this week. And if you've been listening at all this week, we certainly want your comments on what is a big local story. This local story is actually starting to go national, David Bellavia.
Oh, it's national already. It's everywhere. And it really plays to a lot of the things that we've been talking about for the last couple of months, really, which is vaccinations. And, you know, it's not a new argument. It's not a new topic. We've been talking about vaccinations and what do you do with people who don't want to vaccinate their children. Well, here in Western New York, there's a mother, Marina Williams. She has two daughters that went to West Seneca for 10 years. Those daughters, she's Marina and her family through, I think, three generations belongs to a church. And this church, Temple of the Inner Flame, I can't...
What's the website address, David?
I cannot find anything about this church. I mean, literally, I've been spending, you know, the last 45 minutes just trying to find anything. There's variations of that, and I would hate to put the ideology of another church and get it wrong, but here's what we know. Marina Williams has not vaccinated her daughters because of what she claims is her religious beliefs. Now, she herself is not vaccinated. One of the tenets of the Temple of the Inner Flame Church is that you can't, you're not supposed to put excessive alcohol into your system, no illegal drugs, and no foreign bodies. They consider vaccinations to be foreign bodies. This is their religious belief. Her mother believed this. Her, aunts and uncles believe this. Marina believes this. And she's raising her children this way. And at West Seneca, where these kids went for 10 years, a 13 and 15-year-old girl went there for 10 years, they filed an exemption to the vaccination clause, which all public school kids are supposed to follow. And West Seneca allowed them to, because of their religious beliefs, allowed them an exemption. These kids move, the family moves to the Orchard Park Central School District, and Orchard Park said, I'm sorry, but we want everyone here vaccinated. And they took them to court. And in Erie County Supreme Court, we basically heard, and I've got the entire case here in front of me, at Erie County Supreme Court, they have ruled that so these kids have not had an education for 2 months. And Orchard Park says, we want you out of the school district if you're not going to comply. And Erie County Supreme Court agreed with Orchard Park, saying, go away if you're not going to follow the rules. Now, here's the problem. I am pro-vaccination. I really don't see, I don't hold any weight against the anti-vax people. I want my kids to be safe. I'd like your kids to be safe. I think vaccinations help everyone so that we could fight a lot of these diseases that can potentially kill our young people. But the arguments that Marina Williams is making are, I believe, if this ever ends up going to an appellate court, a district court, the Supreme Court, I really think these are strong arguments. And I disagree with the fundamental belief that you shouldn't vaccinate your children, but it's hard to argue that Marina Williams is just doing this for the sake of getting on television. There's a couple of things in here that she's just asking for Orchard Park to help, I don't know, send homework home, give us a tutor, do something. They're paying taxes. The school system has said no homework home. You know, I can even understand Orchard Park saying, don't come to the school. You can't be on the school premises if you're not vaccinated. Send some homework home. Allow them to at least get educated in this period of time. There's a couple relevant facts here that the attorneys for Marina Williams bring up. And one of them is basically there is a period of time under the district in section 66-1.1J says that a principal or person in charge of a school shall not refuse to admit a child to school based on immunization requirements if that child is in the process of going through what is called serological testing, blood testing.
Blood tests, yeah.
Now, if you believe that if you dip your child in the Ganges River and that that kid now has an immunity to measles, I think you're full of garbage, quite frankly. But you get a blood test to prove that you're immune to the following things you're being vaccinated for. There's a process, and that school cannot punish you while you're getting that blood test done.
Orchard Park schools, it seems to me, David, are acting very spitefully against this family.
You know, again, if they waited for the blood test to come back and the blood test shows that she's not immune to the following things that you're vaccinated for, I think they're in a much better, you know, position to be in. But they took the hard line. West Seneca did not take the hard line. Orchard Park did. Today, you know, Erie County Supreme Court agrees with the school district. I think if this thing went all the way to the top, I think it's going to be a First Amendment issue, and quite frankly, I think the family wins.
Well, and there's something else I was thinking about on a practical note. David, if every kid in the school is vaccinated against diseases, except these two kids about whom we are speaking, then what is the risk to the other students at the school that these kids are going to come in and give the diseases to other people because the other students have already been vaccinated?
Well, the problem is that there's other things that you could get if you're not vaccinated. You know, you now have the, if it depends on where they've traveled. There's a lot of contingencies here. I mean, if you're traveling overseas or you're going over somewhere else, you might be exposed to other things, but there's other strains as well. But now you're in a position where if a child is at a certain age where they're not given an immunity and you've received the vaccination, you carry home something to someone who hasn't been vaccinated, you could then carry that on. It might not affect you individually, but there are studies and tests that show that you could still give it to a newborn. You could give it to an adult who's not vaccinated. Listen, if you're going to vaccinate, you got to do it 100%. There's a lot of they just can't kill you. They can sterilize you. They can cause you to lose faculties. This is serious stuff. I think New York State is on solid ground here, but you know, it's not in the defense of what this mother is saying. There are ways that she can keep the kids out of the school district and still educate them while they make this decision. I don't understand why Orchard Park can't at least send homework home.
They're not even willing to do that.
They're not doing that. And the other thing is, she believes that her blood test is going to come back and that her kids, through her church or through whatever reason, are going to be immune to all these diseases. I think the tests are going to come back and show something else. But you know what? You put it in the bylaws for a reason. You got to follow the bylaws.
And, well, it seems to me that this is a clear-cut case of this woman's First Amendment rights being violated.
Well, the judge did not see it that way. I don't know what other judges are going to say, but it's going to be a very expensive fight to continue to go all the way up to the top.
Yeah, how much is Orchard Park willing to spend on this one? Obviously, I mean, I'm sorry, but you cut down on the risk to other students dramatically if the other students are vaccinated, if the teachers are vaccinated. And, I mean, let's put it this way. It is up to the parents of the kids involved, the other kids, not the kids who are not vaccinated, to decide how much exposure they want to have to these two girls.
Well, look, I could make this argument for a million different things that, you know, if a school decided that for whatever reason they didn't want to, you know, admit a Muslim child or a person who believed in Wiccan practices or something else, you know, this would be a black and white First Amendment issue. This is someone's religion. You can't. There are other religions, though, that are met every day in the public school systems. Jehovah Witnesses don't celebrate Halloween. What do they do when they don't cancel Halloween? They tell the kid, go over here, watch a movie, go read a book, do whatever, but your religious practices will be honored and respected. And we, you know, these religious practices say we don't do this. And I don't know why this is seems to be an issue. If it's you don't want to intermingle these students with the rest of the population, then state that, come up with another policy. There are a ton of kids that have diseases that can't attend school but still end up graduating from public schools all the time.
Correct.
I don't know why they couldn't work. And by the way, West Seneca seemed to have handled this problem without any issue whatsoever.
See, that's what there are so many things about this. I don't understand the logic behind it, David. I mean, the first one being the idea that, again, I mean, not to go over old ground here, but if every student in the school except these two are immune to get catching measles, they're not going to catch measles, at least conventional measles, from these two students.
Well, this is true. But again, the rules are the rules, and you have to enforce the rules. But in this case, the school district really did not wait for those blood tests to come back, even though I don't know of any doctor that's going to say, you know, it turns out you have the immunity to every single disease you're being vaccinated from. I think those blood tests are going to come back and show that they're normal, healthy, intelligent young ladies, but they're not just born immune. Who knows? Maybe their religion and God waved a wand. Maybe this is the way it is, but you cannot definitively prove that unless you have the blood results back. And it says right here in this section, 66-1.1J, that a principal or person in charge of a school shall not refuse to admit a child to school based on immunization requirements if that child is in the process of obtaining blood tests within 30 days of notification of the parent guardian that such testing is requested. So they asked for the testing. They said, we're in the process of getting the blood results back. And Orchard Park said, I don't care, go home.
Which I think may be a tactical mistake or may prove to be a tactical mistake. You know, I think if this case were to go to the United States Supreme Court, this woman's going to win.
You know, I don't know. I'm not an expert in the field, but I'm just looking at the rules of just the blood test alone. And again, it opens up a larger debate. You know, do we force vaccinations? I mean, I guess if there's something out there and folks are getting sick, you know, we're talking about all these kids coming across the border. Eventually, if they're given a pathway to citizenship, what, we don't just say because you're from Qatar or you're from Yemen or wherever you're from, you're not going to get vaccinated. You might not have been vaccinated in your foreign country that you grew up in or were born in. But when you come to American schools, you have to oblige by the rules that are out there. And that means get your vaccination. Do we have schools that just aren't vaccinated and put them all in one little magnet school of unvaccinated kids?
Might come to that, given all of the no-vaxxers out there. But, I mean, this is the woman has publicly stated, this is a matter of faith. This is not a matter of anything but faith, and it seems to me like the Orchard Park schools are not respecting that when there are provisions that call for the exemptions to be granted over matters of conscience. And as you pointed out, West Seneca schools had no problem with this whatsoever at a much younger age, and now Orchard Park schools are acting in a way that I think is a bit belligerent toward the mother.
Look, this Temple of the Inner Flame Church, I don't know anything. I'm trying my best to research and find something on this church. The only thing I know is what the attorney of the mother, Marina Williams, is stating, that they don't allow excess of alcohol, illegal drugs, and foreign substances such as vaccines to enter their bodies. That's But I don't know what they believe in, if they worship, what they worship. And I find it odd that there's no website. Usually religion, you'd like other people to join it. But to Marina Williams and her family's defense, they didn't join this religion 30 days ago. They didn't join this religion a year ago. This is the third generation of people that have attended this church. You can make the argument that they believe this, that in America, you can worship whatever you want in any form, in any way you want. I don't know how you can't say that a church, what do you do when a church's religious belief? Now, if your religious belief was that you're allowed to drive drunk, that's a completely different circumstance. It doesn't matter that your church says that you can, well, every year we sacrifice a virgin in a volcano.
Well, you could say you're a sovereign citizen. Cops love to hear that one.
It's not going to work. We take a virgin and we throw her in a volcano every 6 months, and they're like, well, I'm sorry, your religion is an affront to law-abiding, peaceful citizens. We're not going to tolerate that. Are we now stating that people that do not take vaccinations or allow their children to take vaccinations are now an affront to the rest of society?
That's the way Orchard Park seems to be treating them. And again, well, you know what? I don't have a horse in this fight. I'm not actually sure where I stand on this one, David, because, you know, part of me, again, part of me thinks that the only people who would be at risk are other people who are not vaccinated, at least as far as the greatest risk. I mean, I'm sure there's some risk involved, but the greatest risk would be to those students who likewise are non-vaccinated. I think the Orchard Park School is being absolutely intransigent and belligerent towards this mother for no good reason. They should have waited until the serology test came back, but they did not. On the other hand, I don't know why somebody wouldn't want their kids vaccinated. I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to give their kids the maximum protection against a horrible disease like measles. And I'm sure, David, that things do go wrong all the time with vaccinations. I'm sure that there is, well, I shouldn't say all the time. There is a statistical level of acceptable failures or adverse consequences from vaccinations, just like on every drug ad you see on TV. You know, that I swear to God, David, every single drug or medication out there has a side effect up to and including death. So nothing is 100% in medicine, and I certainly understand that. But when you're talking about statistics here, you're talking about probability here, and it seems to me that the statistics are on the side of having your kid vaccinated.
We're talking about measles, mumps, rubella, hep B, meningital, what is it?
Meningitis?
Meningitis.
Meningeal?
Meningococcal, meningitis. Look, all of these different tetanus, diphtheria, these are serious diseases. We're not talking about, you know, it's get a pretty good chance that you might not get astigmatism if you take this vaccination. We're talking about diseases that can kill you. Diseases that if you find out a cook who's a chef somewhere has hep B, we shut the restaurant down. The restaurant loses business, 20% of their business for the next 7 months. This is a pretty big deal. But what I'm stating is that at Orchard Park, sent homework home, allowed the blood test to come back to say, I'm sorry, but your religion and you and whatever you're worshiping, you are not immune to hep B and rubella and mumps. You know, that's your blood work came back and said that you don't have anything in your antibodies, proteins in your blood that would not make you susceptible to these things. You now have to follow the rules or not go to the school. I think Orchard Park would be in a completely different basis, but not waiting for that blood and not at least setting some sort of core curriculum home for 2 months. I don't know.
So we're asking you, who's right, who's wrong? Is it the mother who does not want her kids vaccinated because of religious reasons, or is it the Orchard Park schools not even sending homework home, not even allow these girls to proceed with their educations? 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. The vaccination topic, yes, it's back. I thought I'd throw you guys a curveball because we're keeping eyes on a story that I don't want to interrupt to give away stuff. So right now, we have a pair of tickets for you to win to see Michael Bublé Wednesday, February 27th at KeyBank Center. Minimum value $140, courtesy of our friends at Beaver. Beaver Presents, actually. The phone number to call, if you're caller number 9, you'll win those Michael Bublé tickets. It is, now this does not look good. The number is 644-9875, 9875. We have some breaking news, David, out of Chicago, and this does not look good. Out of Aurora, Illinois, which, interestingly enough, is where the Wayne's World was set.
Yeah, it was. Right now, it looks like a warehouse in West Aurora. It's right outside of Chicago in Illinois. All of the schools are on lockdown, but this is not a school. It's a warehouse, and there's reports of an active shooter. Right now, it appears the initial reports, and again, we can't confirm anything. This thing is fluid, and it's changing, but they're requesting as many ambulances as possible right now in Aurora. If you look at the feed, you could see that they've already set up a triage area. But just judging by law enforcement, we don't really know what we're looking at, if this is the cordon outside of the warehouse. But you could see almost a horseshoe-shaped area where there is fire and first responders set up. But we have a report of 2 officers down and 5 others down inside the warehouse. But if they're asking for more ambulances,
that's disturbing.
This could definitely increase. But police are definitely there. SWAT is there. Everyone, you can imagine, they've set up a command and control area. Unfortunately, we just don't know what we're looking at. We don't know if it looks like almost an ice arena is where the ambulances are set up outside of. But normally they set up those command posts, you know, not directly adjacent from where the shooting is taking place. So we don't know if this is a quarter mile away or what these images are that we're seeing.
Well, we're going to definitely keep you up to date on that situation. Guys in the control room, if you can monitor the Chicago police traffic, that would be helpful. Or actually, the Aurora Police Department traffic, that would be very, very helpful. Reports of several injured police officers now, might be more than 2 down at this point. We just don't know. As David said, we're looking at a very fluid situation and a mass shooting at a warehouse, not a school, but a warehouse in Aurora, Illinois. We will continue to bring you the very latest on that as we continue with our topic for as long as we can. Right now, let's go to ABC for the very latest from Aurora.
This is live coverage from ABC News. I'm Aaron Katursky. What the city of Aurora, Illinois calls an active shooter is underway at the Henry Pratt Corporation. This is southwest of Chicago, about an hour, 20 minutes outside of downtown Chicago. The severity of this shooting has not yet been determined, but a number of SWAT officers are visible on scene. Other police officers have swarmed this rather large campus of the Henry Pratt Corporation in response to whatever has gone on in the last hour or so. And we don't know much at this stage, but we do know that this active shooting situation, as the city of Aurora calls it, is unfolding. The Henry Pratt Corporation, it has put several area school districts on lockdown just out of an abundance of caution, and there is a heavy police presence in the area. Steve Gomez, an ABC News contributor and former FBI agent, is on with us now. Steve, we don't have much, but from what you're hearing, what does it look like?
It looks like the law enforcement and the emergency responders are basically preparing for something. Something's going on inside the facility. You have the ambulances, fire trucks, a lot of police officers that are surrounding the area. There has to be many officers that are inside, whether they are dealing with a suspect, looking for the suspect, clearing the rooms. But it seems like everybody, we haven't seen anybody coming out and to where they're going to be taking people to hospital. So it seems like they are dealing with the situation in there, and they want to make sure they are as prepared as possible. And at the same time, they're going to be conducting the investigation as fast as possible to try to figure out who is the suspect and what is going on and what caused this.
The ATF, the FBI are all responding, lending a hand to local officers in Kane County, Illinois, as they respond to what the city calls an active shooter at the Henry Pratt Corporation. The retired chief of detectives of the New York City Police Department, Robert Boyce, is with us. He's now an ABC News contributor. Chief, the active shooter protocol for all these officers that are responding is what?
Well, as I said before, if there's immediate entry mandated, now you're going to see a convergence of police agencies. come to the scene as well, which I think they have. It appears to me they have shut down the entire area. You see no traffic in and around. And they're, as you say, staging their emergency response vehicles just off-site to bring them in when necessary. The reason they put the soft, to shut the school, it's a school break right now. They cannot have children walking around the area right here. So that's why they lock down the schools as best they can. Right now, it looks like everything has just come to a halt. Don't know what's going on inside, what kind of dialogue, if any, and where how big that building is. It's a fairly substantial-sized plant. So right now, we don't know if they're searching. We don't see a big response coming in. So all the resources are there right now. So we'll see in the next, like I said, in a short while, I think we should know a little something more.
Aurora police have just posted to Twitter that we have an ongoing active shooter incident at 641 Archer Avenue. This is the Henry Pratt Corporation. This is an ongoing active scene. So Chief, as you say, it does not appear to be contained just yet.
Yes, but in the same vein, we don't know if there's dialogue, and that's what we need to know. If they have a shooter, it seems to me they may have something right now. Don't know right now where they are within that building, but you're going to see some activity come soon. So we should know a little more as we go forward. It's right now it's an active shooter, so there's not going to be a lot of news response to news inquiries right now while this is going on.
We just saw a moment ago a group of police officers taking cover behind a van. The van was driving forward, then in reverse, and it looks maybe 8 to 12 officers kind of moved in a pack, taking cover behind a van. A group of about 4 officers just broke off from that pack, took cover behind a FedEx delivery truck that's parked in the parking lot outside. The rest of the officers have also taken cover behind their van and are moving with the van as it drove off to another part of the parking lot. Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News contributor, that police have to take cover suggests the bullets are still flying.
Yes, either bullets are still flying or they have not secured the situation there. There's still an active suspect that could potentially shoot out and put people in harm's way. So just the way you described it, with the van moving, the officers moving with it, they're trying to reposition officers, it sounds like, and they have to do it in a way that makes it safe for them as well. So that's just a typical redeployment of resources based on the situation that they're hearing about over the radio, probably from the officers that are inside.
That's all happening at the Henry Pratt Corporation in Aurora, Illinois. David, you've got actually some updated information the networks don't have.
Yeah, so the DailyHerald.com is a suburban newspaper outside of Chicago. They're confirming 4 Aurora police officers have been injured. Multiple civilians have been wounded. There's one confirmed dead. One of the reasons why we're getting such a faraway shot on any feed that we're being able to see online is because they are using a landing zone area where they made that horseshoe outside of this Henry Pratt building, and they are medevacing, airlifting people to the Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital in Downers Grove. They have had at least 4 helicopters have landed and taken victims out. This shooter is barricaded inside of the building. They don't have any confirmation if the shots have stopped, a lot of times in this case, it always ends horribly, but whether or not that police are going to get to this person or if this person will, take their own life. But right now there are no shots being fired, but they have no confirmation if there's an end state to the shooting. So it's still an active shooter. They don't know where the shooter is. But what they're trying to do is simultaneously sweep the building, obviously get there as fast as they can, pull these people out. But the landing zone is the reason why we don't really have a decent idea of. And the other report out of the Daily Herald is that it's in multiple areas in the building. So it appears that wherever this individual entered into the building, there were victims there. There were victims then in a warehouse area, victims that were in an office area. But if the four Aurora police officers, if they were the first responders, again, you know, we've learned so many lessons from a year ago today in Parkland, which is you get in there as fast as you possibly can.
Even if you're the only cop on the scene.
And it appears that that's what these four Aurora police officers were. They weren't the SWAT guys. They were the first guys that got in there. And, you know, who could possibly know how many more would be injured or killed had they not made that decision to get in there as soon as possible. We got ATF and the FBI Special Weapons Unit all on the scene, and more federal officers are on their way.
We will continue to keep you updated as we get more information, but right now we are in the early stages of this, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, there is an active shooting situation going on inside the Henry Pratt Corporation in Aurora, Illinois, and just in the past 15 to 20 minutes or so, and this does not sound good. They have actually called for every available ambulance in the area to converge on the Henry Pratt Company in Aurora, Illinois. And David, I really got to commend the keeping calm under fire approach of the authorities there for having the foresight to clear a landing area for the choppers. Wow. To get the most seriously traumatized and injured people into a trauma facility with great alacrity.
It's unfortunate that we've become so well rehearsed in this, but you know, these guys are the best in what they do. They train for this all the time. And, you know, hopefully this will come to an end and bad guy goes down and good guys can get as much help as they can get.
We will keep you updated on that story, and we will take some telephone calls on our local topic. Just understand that a lot of what we're going to be doing here in the next little bit is going to be contingent upon this active shooter situation in Aurora, Illinois. So bear with us. Stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. We did have a nurse practitioner who wanted to talk to us about the situation in Orchard Park, but unfortunately the national news kind of took priority. Should we get to some phone calls on the vaccination situation, David?
Yeah, let's do that.
Or you want to stay with the Chicago?
No, you know, this, unfortunately, it's a horrible situation, but when we have new information, we'll share it. But really, there's nothing new to report.
And once again, the plea is being put out in Aurora, Illinois for as many ambulances as possible, which tells me that there are a lot of people down inside that warehouse, or the potential for a lot of people being down inside that warehouse at the Henry Pratt Corporation in Aurora, Illinois, outside of Chicago. It is to the west of Chicago's downtown, about an hour to an hour and a half drive. Let's go to Phyllis in East Amherst on the no vaccination situation for the woman vis-a-vis the Orchard Park schools and her two kids. Phyllis, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I've been in private practice. I'm a chiropractor, Dr. Phyllis Bergio. I've been in private practice over 30 years, and I find a lot of parental concern over the vaccines. They have a religious right, a religious exemption that is written in the New York state laws. There's 48 states that honor that, and it's like her rights are really being violated because they're not.
Well, the West Seneca schools honored it.
Yes. So Orchard Park, it's like is not honoring. And I think the big concern is we talk about vaccines for protection. It's like there's a natural and artificial immunization. I believe in immunizations, but I believe in natural, which is breastfeeding. And we live in Western New York. We don't live in third world countries where there's dysentery and all that. It's like,
well, it's coming here little by little.
We're looking for.
I mean, there's a huge measles outbreak in Rochester. There have been measles outbreaks across the country.
I wonder what the definition of huge outbreaks are. You know, I was born.
I would say a couple dozen.
Now, that's an excellent point, though. That really, who defines that? What does that even mean? Two people, to me, with measles is an outbreak, right?
Right. I mean, back in the, and if you're born in the 1960s, you only had three vaccines. One, you know, measles wasn't one of them. And we didn't make it onto TV when we got measles, you know. And then you're born in the 1980s, right, and you got 10, CDC recommended 10 vaccines. Today, there's over 80 vaccines children are getting, and since the 1986 Information Act for the Big Pharma has 100% protection, zero liability. There's the vaccine courts we know about that have paid out $4 billion in vaccine injuries when only 1% of the reports have been reported. So it's like there is a huge safety concern here. When you look at not just the concept is important, but what they put in it, there's no studies on the combination of all the vaccines together with the child. The child's going in for 2-3 shots at a time. Those SDPT and MMR and Hib, hepatitis, the child's given 8 diseases at once. And then he's getting it again, 2 months old and then 4 months old. And it's too much adjuvants, ammonia, aluminum, formaldehyde, neurotoxins, carcinogens that this child has received.
Yeah, unfortunately, your phone is
starting to lose your connection. Sorry about that.
I'd love to have you call back on a better connection because I think you're putting out a lot of good information.
Well, I want to thank my parents for getting me vaccinated.
Well, you know, but listen, I understand there's a lot of folks out there that the vaccinations don't work and people, you know, still get the diseases anyway. I'm just saying, take this. It's a First Amendment issue. You know, whether or not we're going to get into the vaccination debate is one thing. But, you know, did Orchard Park do everything in their ability for them to say, we're putting the best, you know, the safety of our children first and foremost? Well, there is a way that you go through if you want to not vaccinate your kid. You have 30 days to submit blood tests to show that you're going through all the different necessary things. Did this mother do it? Did she not do it? Yeah, the Erie County Supreme Court decided that Orchard Park did the right thing, and they have no obligation to educate these kids if they're not going to get vaccinated.
I don't agree with that decision, but we'll get into that. I got to separate these things here. It is Bowerly and Bellavia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.